Now, we're going to be having a look at a brand new book that's come out. It's called Saving the Snowy Brumbies. Because as you might know, the snowy brumbies in Australia, and well, the brumbies in general, do get culled a lot because they have a quite a massive impact on biodiversity around here. But you know, that might not really be the best solution. So we've got the wonderful Kelly Wilson on the line here, who's grown up around horses, who knows, well, I probably everything about horses. And so she's going to tell us a little bit more about what is happening. So Kelly, you've worked with lots of different wild horses. What is special about our brumbies?
Well, we've worked with the Mustangs in America, the Kaimanawas in New Zealand. But from my personal experience, the Brumby that I work with, Shyla, has been one of the easiest I've tamed around the world. And they've just had the most remarkable temperament. And taking a horse completely wild and bringing them into domestication is quite a huge journey for them. And my Brumby, I think on my 10th day of handling, I was riding her. And 2 weeks out of the wild, I was riding her, you know, out in the national park looking for, and it was just an incredible experience.
So, I mean, you've worked with, I think, American horses, and you've worked with New Zealand horses. You know, what are the American and New Zealand horses like in comparison to the Brumbies?
Well, I think, you know, every wild horse, you know, behaves like a wild horse, so in that regard, they're quite similar, but the Brumby definitely has something special about them. And I think the way that they're managed, the ones that we worked with specifically, taking them from the wild through passive trapping, is probably some of the least traumatic ways of capturing these horses. And so they had a really good foundation to be able to take them through the domestication process.
Okay, so the book sort of talks about how you took part in the Australian Brumby Challenge. Can you tell us a little bit about what that entailed?
The Victoria Brumby Association started an initiative a few years ago where they placed adult wild Brumbies with professional trainers to try and increase rehoming rates and also showcase to the public what these wild ponies were capable of. And so last year, my sisters and I were invited to compete. So we came over from New Zealand and were assigned wild horses. And then we had 150 days to have them ready for a competition at Equitana, which was exactly a year ago today, actually.
Okay, so, I mean, like, how difficult are they to train?
It varies. Some can be incredibly difficult. Some can be very easy. My Brumby was a six-year-old mare who, as I said, I was riding 10 days out of the wild. My sister was assigned a Brumby that was about 20 years old, and she was actually quite very, very wild, so she got replaced for a reserve just because it was going to be such a massive, deal for her at that age to go through that kind of competition. So it does depend on each horse as an individual.
So you do say that, but also, I mean, what I think the overwhelming sense I got from the book was that they are much easier to tame than I guess horses that are bred. Can you tell me about like why that is?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to the way that we train them. We're not, you know, forcing them to do anything, and it's very much equal partnership based on trust and mutual respect. And I think the horses really appreciate that and, are very willing to work with us because they've become, you know, our friends. And, you know, it's a very kind of, it's like working with someone that, you know, you enjoy being around, and so they want to try harder for her.
Okay, well, because, I mean, also I got the sense that, because they're brought up in the wild and they have to deal with other horses, they're actually much better socially than the bred horses. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like stallions off the mountains that are 17, 18 years old, and they behave impeccably in comparison to a lot of domestic stallions. And the herd dynamics that they grow up with, they have a lot more respect for people and horses, and, you know, the dynamic herd translates very well to life and domestication as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, with the Australian Brumby Challenge, it's said in the book that you learnt a lot about, I guess, the Brumby's plight here. Do you think that there's a better solution than just culling or capturing the Brumbies?
Well, unfortunately, Australia does have the largest number of wild horses in the world, with between 400,000 and 1 million. New Zealand only has a herd of 300 to 400. America is about 45,000 in the wild. So on the sheer scale, it's quite an overwhelming number. But the horses that we work with specifically are the Snowy Mountain Brumbies, which are about 5,000. And currently they've been managed through passive trapping, where the government takes out 800 each year. And these are offered for rehoming, and, you know, if the homes aren't available, they go to slaughter. And unfortunately, I think only about 11% are being saved at the moment. And it would be phenomenal if, you know, these numbers could increase. In New Zealand, our wild horses, you know, in 2012 when we first became involved, were about 66% going to slaughter, and now everything's been saved, which has been a remarkable thing to see.
Incredible. So when all the horses get saved, where do they go? What happens to them?
So they go to approved homes. So they go through the charitable trust. They organise every home, and they get property checks to make sure they have the experience needed to work with wild horses and the facilities, you know, required to contain them. And then they go through and begin training for domestication.
All righty. So, I mean, going forward, like, how would you like, I guess, future policy to play out?
Well, I think in the Snowy Brumbies, with, you know, that number of horses being taken out, if they could be perhaps managed on the range with fertility control or something like that, so less of having to be removed, and then a raise of public awareness and changing the stereotypes of how people perceive the wild horses to try and increase those rehoming numbers and reduce the number of horses going to slaughter would be fantastic.
And, I mean, the other thing I wanted to add is that I think people don't really realise, but the Snowy Brumbies are quite small, aren't they?
Well, not traditionally. I think they range between 12-2 and about 15-2 hands high. But the ones that we got assigned for the Snowy Brumby Challenge were saved immediately after a slaughter truck had come through, and the slaughter trucks had taken all of the biggest horses for meat because they were obviously worth the most. So the horses that were left over were quite small. So the ones we actually had to, right from the beginning, get children working with them because they were actually too small long-term for adults to ride and compete. And so I think 30 days out of the wild, my younger sister Amanda was meant an 8-year-old to ride her Brumby. I was working with a 10-year-old rider to ride my one. And, you know, right through that process over those few months out of the wild, these ponies were being ridden by kids.
Wow. All righty. Well, you know, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much for talking to us. That was Kelly Wilson. And she's having a chat with us about her new book, which is called Saving the Snowy Brumbies. It's definitely worth a read. I think you can pick it up any good bookstore this Christmas.